International Mother Earth Day is marked to raise public awareness about the importance of the well-being of the planet and all the life it supports. This year's theme is scientific findings on the impacts of human activities on the functioning of the Earth's system. The Vice President of the General Assembly, Ambassador Peter Thompson, said economic growth associated with unsustainable patterns of consumption and production is hindering the quest for harmony within and between societies, as well as between humankind and the natural environment.
I would submit that the world today is deeply engaged in two of the greatest existential questions. First, how can we sustain life while protecting the planet? And second, what does that Earth require in order to support 7, soon to be 9 billion people?
The head of the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs, Shah Zugang, said that since the Industrial Revolution, science and technology have assisted humanity in what he called an endless quest for material prosperity.
The concentrated accumulation of wealth in 20% of the world's population is symbolic of that success. Yet, at the same time, 1/5 of humanity is severely deprived and unable to fulfill its basic needs for food, water, energy, and sanitation. Now we are pushed against the carrying capacity of the planet.
Mr. Zugang warned about the negative impact of unsustainable consumption while many people are mired in extreme poverty.
As a whole, humanity has failed to view itself as an integral part of nature. We are currently living not only on one, but on several borrowed planets and on borrowed time. So we need science and technology to play a different role. It is time for science and technology to forge a stronger link to the well-being of society as a whole, not just the 20%.
Bolivia has been active in promoting awareness of the importance of protecting the planet and its ecosystems. Rafael Archondo is the country's deputy ambassador to the United Nations.
Para Bolivia,
Bolivia believes that the regenerative capacity of the planet Earth is a central topic. There cannot be sustainable development if nature does not have the means to recover its creative capacity. Science can help us understand what the limits are and how far we can go. Our delegation believes that the only way to guarantee sustainable development is for planet Earth to regenerate itself and that it blooms and benefits its inhabitants.
International Mother Earth Day, which will be observed for the third time this year, is April 22nd. Derek Mbata, United Nations.